Which one of the six of you?
Pivot.
I'm Chandler's new roommate.
Pivot.
My wife's a lesbian and I'm not.
Welcome to
Pivot,
a Friends podcast with Whitney and Brianna.
Woo-bah! Pivot. Pivot. Woo-bah!
Pivot, Whitney.
Pivot, Brianna.
My voice is sounding weird because it's late.
Yeah, I was going to say mine too.
Vocal fatigue is real. What are you sipping on?
I am drinking. It's a Bud Light Chelada. I'm doing a mango one.
Oh, nice. It sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've got some good classic water. I've got some goals. I've got a weigh-in in the morning. So I found if I have a little drinky poo the night before, I wake up bloated.
Yeah, probably.
I'm like, oh. And I realized because I went several months without drinking any alcohol and to meet a different type of goal. And then when I did have a drink, I was like, what is this puffiness? What's going on here? I was like, oh, it had to have been the one drink. It's crazy. I'm like, just one. I think it was just like a little bit of wine or something. It was crazy. So I've got my important measurements in the morning. I want to be at my best.
Well, then cheers to your water.
Clink. My husband and I do that all the time. When was that? Oh, when Rachel was. On the date.
On the blind date.
And she's all wasted.
Yeah.
What do you call it? What do you call it? What do you call it? Ross was going out with Julie. All right. Let's talk about this episode. Funny episode. This is the first episode that we have a flashback, correct?
Yes. It is supposed to, I guess it's... a flashback to, I guess, just before the series starts.
And so we get some backstory to the characters in this, like you said, right before the series starts, and kind of how everybody ended up where they are now. Let's get into our trivia questions. We had several for this episode. So we are talking about season 3, episode 6, the one with the flashback question. Number one, after Ross finds out about Carol, who does he kiss? Question number two. What type of establishment was there before it was Central Perk? What was it before it was Central Perk? Question number three. Before Joey, Chandler's roommate was originally who? Somebody else was supposed to move in before Joey did. Who was it? Question number four. Who does Rachel fantasize about kissing? And finally, question number five. When Phoebe and Monica were roommates, what was Phoebe hiding? Dun, dun, dun. Let's get into it. Cold open. Coffee house. The whole gang is there, and Janice with her bingaling.
Yes.
They have their arms around each other on the couch. And this isn't an exact quote, but they start talking about stuff. And Janice is all, oh, I've got a question.
She says, Janice has a question for you.
Which one of the six of you? What'd she say?
Which one of, like, have any of the six of you slept with any of the six of you? Or which one of the six, I don't know, something like that.
Something like that. Which one of you guys out of the six has hooked up, have slept with the others? And then everyone's like, no, no. And she's like,
Oh, I love Phoebe's response. She goes, oh, it's like a dirty math problem.
Yes.
But they all said no.
Yeah.
That's easy. None of us. And so Janice is like, oh, come on. None of you have gotten like, you know, drunk and stupid. Uh-huh. And then Joey's like, well, that's a whole nother question entirely.
Yeah. And then she said something like, you've never bumped uglies.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, I can't believe, like, you know, in a group that hangs out this much, that none of you has like bumped uglies.
Yes. Bumped uglies.
I know. Oh, man. I'm trying to think what the last time I heard that phrase was.
I want to say it was a phrase back in the day. Bumped uglies. They bumped uglies.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's like, all right, then, you know, let me rephrase my question, so to speak. She didn't say that, but she comes up with, which have any of you ever almost? Then everyone's like, oh, I think I got to go get something. Everybody kind of like gets up, right? Nobody wants to answer the question. Hey, it is not truth day.
It is not truth day. We are trying to get a cup of coffee at the coffee house. It is not truth day.
Hey, I get it. You don't want to lie, but you don't want to tell the truth either. Oh my goodness. So that's the cold open for you. And then it goes into the episode. And where do we show up? Or does it really matter? Is it pretty much just like the whole episode's the flashback?
The whole episode's a flashback. Yeah. Like we see like Phoebe is living with Monica.
Mm-hmm. And she's dressed very hippie, like even more hippie.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up hippie.
Well, then there's like, sorry, I'm trying to take my sock off.
I think she has like super curly hair, right?
Yeah, it's really curly. Extra. Like even curlier. I mean, this is kind of funny because like it's even curlier than like first season, you know, when they let it kind of go wavy in the first season. But this is like really kind of curly.
Mm-hmm. And they're very pretty maintained curls.
Yes.
Not the frizzy stuff.
Monica's apartment looks really different with Phoebe in there.
Like, tell us.
And plants are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Good observation.
It's like a freaking greenhouse in there.
Probably like, Phoebe's doing.
Well, and that's fine. I love plants. Like we really didn't have that many. Well, no plants really to speak of in our house. And my husband moved a plant in from outside in here, and like what a difference one plant makes to our living room. I love it. Really? So I'm totally on board with the plants inside and, you know, having the greenery around, but it was a lot. It's just very different than what it is, how we see the apartment now. The couch was positioned in another, like, the back of the couch was facing the big windows. Phoebe's first line in the flashback where she says, oh, cute naked guy is starting to gain weight.
Oh, yes. That was so awesome. See, Friends has these awesome tiny details that are hilarious. Mm-hmm. They even remembered ugly naked guy.
Ugly naked guy.
He started out as cute.
Cute naked guy.
Naked guy.
Yeah. Which, didn't we hear about ugly naked guy in like season one?
Yes, he's from the very beginning.
So if this is like right before season one, it did not take him long.
No.
To gain the weight and become ugly naked guy.
From cute.
Well, the only reason I say that is because like we're episode three right now, or not episode
season three,
season
yeah.
three, cold open, then the credits, and then comes in, it says 3 years before.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So he went downhill in 3 years and they watched his whole progress, apparently.
Exactly.
So, and the whole decline.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't take long before we see Phoebe trying to sneak stuff out and Joey's talking to her, right? No. I'm sorry.
Ross.
And he's saying, does Monica know that you've moved out? Because Phoebe is sneaking things out of the apartment. She has been secretly moving out. How do you secretly move out of someone's apartment? Like someone that you live with who thinks you're not going anywhere because you haven't said anything. She sneaks out and sneaks back in early in the morning. And she's taking a few.
Ross explains that. He paints that picture. He's like, you know, she says, well, I think on some level she already knows that I'm not living here anymore. And he's like, well, she doesn't know that you sneak out every night and that you sneak back in every morning and that for the past week you've been living with your grandma. And I'm like, oh, this is what she does.
Yep. And this is how she ended up with the grandmother, which she still is with. And they mentioned grandma in the last episode where like she sleeps a lot.
Yeah.
She's sleeping a lot.
We've got to like learn why Phoebe had moved out is like right before this little conversation with Ross is because Monica comes out and she tells Phoebe, oh, I'm sorry, Phoebe, I'm sorry I left lipstick on the phone. And Phoebe said, well, you didn't leave lipstick on the phone. She goes, oh, that must have been you. And
yes,
does it kind of like that. And you know, she's getting to walk out the door and Phoebe's like, okay, bye-bye. Yeah. She says, bye-bye.
She's had it, man. She's had it. And it's true. Sometimes you can be the best of friends with people, but you just can't live together. You have different ways and people are different. You can be friends despite your differences, but sometimes you just can't live with it.
So. We can't spend that much time with somebody. If, I mean, clearly we know Monica's a control freak. She's a neat freak. Phoebe just isn't. It's a lot.
Especially because Monica's not going to let anything slide.
No.
Nothing on your ass the whole time. People get tired of that after a while.
Oh, yeah.
So need to live in a land where people can spill.
Yeah, exactly. But she turns to Ross and she's like, and that's why I'm moving out. Or that's why I moved out.
Yep. So that's what's going on there, which is very interesting. And pretty funny. I thought it was kind of clever because it does come up later that Phoebe used to live in that room.
Yeah.
And so they make references to that. And it is smart that
I know it was kind of cool, like seeing them or, you know, also the references later with when Jennifer Coolidge guest stars is like, just, I feel like a perfect arse. When that whole deal, but Phoebe and Monica had talked about it then too. It's like, you know, when Phoebe was referencing when she used to live with Monica. So it's kind of cool to, you know, see that actually take place a little bit, like see that little period of time.
Yeah.
Even though she's moving out, but to see her stuff in the apartment, to see what the apartment looked like with Phoebe there.
Yeah, that's cool. Friends is really good about closing the loop with stuff. It's extremely rare that you find an accident, like in time continuum and backstories. We've already talked about how great they are with the backstories and bringing it full circle and still correctly referencing it. I mean, there's a mistake here and there. I think Ross's birthday is a mistake. One time it's October 25th, then, I think. Yeah. And another time he says, oh, I'm December.
Or May or something like that. Yeah.
It's like extremely rare.
Right.
So it is cool to see all of this that is referenced in the future and already in the past, like Ugly Naked Guy.
ugly naked guy. Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. And so what else goes on? We also have
Chandler's looking for a roommate. This is pre-Joey.
Pre-Joey, Chandler, like you said.
So, but it's funny too, whenever he's talking about his, some of the people who have called about the apartment, you knew which one Joey was.
Oh, yes.
Because
he got messages, right? See, there's messages.
Like, there was he said
a photographer.
There's a photographer coming in, and then he said, and then, you know, an actor guy that, you know, I'm not quite sure about him, because when I answered the phone and said Chandler Bing, he said, whoa, short message.
Yeah. Short message, like, in reference to the answering machine that would answer your phone when you were not home to answer the one phone in your home. People would leave a message and you wouldn't get it until you arrived at your house and played it back from the answering machine.
She that took your messages.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyways, so that you knew it was kind of funny. You're like, oh, that's Joey.
Oh, real quick. I want to say one thing about the answering machine.
Yes.
It's a really cool job. You have one new message. Just a little reference to
pass the pie.
See, Whitney knows what I'm talking about. Go on.
I like when we actually meet the photographer guy, because he was talking about how the photographer guy sounds dull. He sounds pretty boring.
Yeah.
But then whenever he comes in, he's walking around kind of taking a look at the place, and they're chatting.
And he has a nice little personality. He's very friendly, we find out.
Very friendly.
Yeah, he's very approachable.
Yes. And then he tells them what he does for a living. Like, because Chandler asked him, like, well, you know, what do you shoot? And he said, oh, you know, mainly, you know, fashion. So there'll be models here from time to time. I hope that's cool. And Chandler's like, yes, that's cool. He's like,
to not act excited.
I have models here like never. Yeah, my sister has a beach house that we could use. And
which you are more than welcome to use, by the way.
And she's a porn star.
He's like, but I have to tell you. Yeah.
Oh, but I have to tell you, she's a porn star.
And he's holding the pencil and he just like breaks it.
I laugh every time on this. The guy that's potentially the roommate, his name is Eric. Eric tells him, you know, well, it's really nice to meet you. And, you know, I hope to, you know, hear about the apartment or whatever. And he holds his hand out to shake his hand, and Chandler goes, oh, okay. And he gives him a big hug instead. Like, it makes me laugh so hard. He's like, oh no, I get to, you know, you're going to be bringing models at the house. Your sister's a porn star and I get to go to the beach house. No, we're family.
What I think is really funny is that he's like, well, I got to interview one more guy. He goes, but yeah, unless it turns out to be your sister.
Your sister. Yeah. I know. That makes me laugh
every single time. Unless it turns out to be your sister. Yeah. Pretty much could say this apartment is going to you, buddy. And then we do see him interview Joey. He walks in like dressed in black with a black vest. Everybody used to wear a vest back in the day. I don't know how or why, but we all wore vests, especially those woven knitted.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like doilies all over you type of pattern with holes all over it. Vests.
Yep.
All kinds of vests. Sweater vests. This is when Chandler probably started wearing sweater vests and never left the sweater vest.
It was his longest relationship was with the sweater vest.
You are so right, Whitney.
Yeah, he's basically like rushing Joey through the apartment. Like, okay, here's bathroom, bedroom, living room. All right, have a good day. And, you know, Joey's like, don't you want to ask me any questions? And he's like, okay, what's up? Joey's like, well, you know, and just starts talking about himself. Like, he's not a smoker. He is fairly neat, you know, comes from a big family, whatever, like actor, you know, just starts telling them about stuff. And then he says, oh, and just so you know, I'm totally cool with the gay thing. And Chandler kind of laughs and is like, what gay thing? And Joey, like,
realizes that one a mistake. In. Yeah.
Well, you know, just the, in general, the gay thing in general. He's like, I'm totally cool with it. Okay. nice save there.
That Which goes really. Back to the running joke that everybody thinks Chandler's is gay.
Like, yeah, it's not just the women.
He's got that quality.
Yeah, just a quality.
Let's go ahead and tell these guys that Chandler ends up deciding on a roommate. And yeah. it's not Joey.
It's not Joey. No.
So, ding, ding, ding. Tell us, Whitney, answer to the trivia question.
Eric. Eric was the guy that was supposed to move in.
Yeah, Chandler picks him, not Joey. Even after he rushed along his interview, he ended up picking Eric, the photographer. So Eric's going to move in, and then we see him moving in. He's bringing his boxes, but somebody stops him in the hall. And I love that he's there, Mr. Heckles. He pops in. I'm like, they included him in the flashback. I love it.
Yeah. This is after Mr. Heckles. No, okay. Where we are in the season.
Yeah.
Is after
in season three.
Mr. Heckles dies in an earlier season.
Yes.
So to include him, like Ugly Naked Guy, somebody we've been familiar with since season one, they've included Mr. Heckles. And of course, I have to talk about how we come to see Mr. Heckles. Phoebe and Monica and Ross, I believe, are all in the apartment, and there's a knock on the door, and Phoebe answers the door, and it's Mr. Heckles. And she goes, no. Like, Phoebe immediately goes into, no, Mr. Heckles, we're not making any noise. And he's like, you're disturbing my oboe practice. Well, you don't play the oboe. I could play the oboe. And she says, well, then I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down. And she shuts the door, and she's like, very like happy with herself.
Yeah. That she's like, came up with that. Did that. Take that, tough guy.
Take that. So then he's still out.
That was funny. I think that was so funny by Phoebe. Yeah. Then I'm going to have to ask to, I'm gonna have to ask you to keep it down.
Yeah. If you're down there playing the oboe, I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Mr. Heckles is out in the hallway, and here comes good old Eric with his bags, and he's ready to go in.
He's happy to move in.
Yeah. And Heckles looks at him. He's like, well, who are you? And he said, hi, I'm Eric. I'm Chandler's new roommate. And he puts his hand out, and Mr. Heckles says, I'm Chandler's new roommate. And yeah, this whole thing was so bizarre. It's so funny. But Eric was like, well, that's really weird. He told me over the phone. Well, he told me in person.
You think he's one-upping him?
Yes. And Heckles actually goes to the door, turns the handle, pushes the door in. It's unlocked.
Yeah. And before he does, he's like, well, I'm going to go into my apartment now.
Yeah.
And then he slowly kind of like unlocks the door, and you can tell he's surprised that it's unlocked. He's kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with it. Yep. It's unlocked. I know. It's my apartment. I'm going in.
Whenever he starts opening the door, he goes, huh?
Yeah. He looks over at Eric, the photographer. Eh? Like, told ya, it's mine. I opened it.
Then he goes inside and shuts the door, and he's just like hanging out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, first of all, why would you tell somebody else that you live in an apartment that you don't live in when they're trying to move into that apartment.
Because he's crazy. And that's what's so funny. He's like, I could play the oboe. I could be Chandler's new roommate.
I could be Chandler's new roommate.
I am Chandler. I'm Chandler's new roommate. He's so funny. This type of stuff, I could be, you know, whatever comes up.
See, that's why I thought that'd be funny to name this podcast. I could have a podcast, but you'd have to have the boys.
Yes, that was one of the names that we considered for Pivot. I could have a podcast.
I could have a podcast.
Oh, that's one of the funniest things to me is this whole thing with Mr. Heckles and how he ruins it for Chandler and that poor guy, Eric.
I know, because now he's like having to find a new place to live.
Yeah, with no warning, Chandler switched the guy who was getting the apartment.
Which also I find is hilarious because look at Mr. Heckles. There's an obvious age gap here, first of all. And second of all, he's clearly crazy. So you're like, you're telling me you chose this guy over me to be the roommate when I'm telling you my sister's a porn star and I'm bringing models to the apartment.
Yeah, we got along so well. The guy even hugged me.
I know, right?
Yep.
But yeah, you go live with the old man.
Yeah. With his crazy hair, wearing his bathrobe crazy all day. Hair.
Exactly.
Who's probably old enough to be your father.
Yeah.
Or older. So now Chandler has to scramble and find somebody else. Monica sees Joey moving in one day. And she's like, hey. Cause she's a looking and she's a liking.
Oh, yeah.
So well, she asks Chandler.
Yeah, I like whenever she saw Joey after his interview with Chandler.
And, oh,
you know, yes. Later on, whenever they're talking, like she's talking to Chandler about it, it's like, oh, please, like, let it be the Italian guy.
No, she was like, oh, like, is it the cute Italian guy?
Cute Italian guy? And he's like, yeah, because that's what I want, is for us to go out and, like, me always be referred to as the funny one.
Yes, which is exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
she knows it's not going to be the cute guy, Joey.
Right.
Oh,
and did you hear, like, whenever, I just thought about this one too, whenever he was leaving the apartment after the interview and Chandler says, all right, well, thanks, Jerry. He calls him Jerry instead of Joey.
Yes. Wrong name. He didn't care. Hurry up, get out of here.
He's not going to be the roommate. I don't need to know your name.
Yeah. Just leave, please.
Yeah.
So
okay, sorry, go ahead.
Chandler calls Jerry/Joey back. Because now he's out of a roommate. He ends up telling Monica, yeah, that creep didn't show up. I don't know if he called him creep, but he said something like, the jerk didn't show up. So he called his next best friend.
He says, thank the jerk that didn't show up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it was. Because she saw Joey. And once again, they had a little look exchange and like, hey. So Monica, as he's moving in, and it's such hard work, she invites him over for lemonade. She's like, do you want some lemonade? Right? Is it lemonade?
Yeah.
And he's like, sure. He goes into her apartment. She's in the kitchen, pretty much talking to herself. Her back is to him. She's talking to him, but her back is to him. Joey is like, oh, so, you know, you lived here long or been here long, something like that. She starts explaining how she got the apartment.
Yeah, because he's complimenting, like, oh, it's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
She refers to rent control.
Nice space. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Rent control. That's how they have such a good big place. So if anybody asks, I'm an 87-year-old grandmother afraid of her VCR, stuff like that. And meanwhile, Joey has decided that he is going to strip down naked and pose like Captain Morgan, all while Monica's just rambling on about how she got the apartment. She finally turns around to Joey. He is all loud and proud in his birthday suit, striking the Captain Morgan pose. A plant is obscuring our view. There's a plant because this is public television back in the day. And you're just like, what? He takes a quick sniff, whiff of his armpit to make sure he doesn't stink. And he's striking a pose. He's ready. So when she turns around, she's going to see the full Monty. Joey Joseph Francis Tribbiani. She turns around. She's got the whole lemonade. And she's just like, and she's shocked. So she starts saying, here's your, and then she blurts out, penis.
It is so seamless how she does it. It's like, there's not a stammer. There's not a, she turns around. It's like, here's your penis. It's so funny.
She ends up like trying to cover him up with her hand, and she's trying to look down and look away and kind of like, I don't want to see that, holding her hand out there. And she's just like, what? And so the misunderstanding is she invited him and was just, hey, do you want some lemonade? And Joey took this as code for, do you want to sleep with me?
Yes.
And in his mind, he accepted and stripped down to the birthday suit. Monica was not expecting this. She's like, what the? And he's like, well, you know, yeah, Joey is surprised as well, because he says this mistake has never happened to him before. Like, he's never made this mistake. And she's like, what? And he goes on to explain that sometimes he's invited, you know, not just lemonade, but sometimes juice. You know, even
tea and coffee,
like, yeah. You want to come up for coffee, like, and it's all code for they want to get with the Joey love.
Yes. The cute Italian guy.
Yeah. Monica's just like, oh my goodness. So he puts his, starts getting redressed, and he's like, I feel like such a jerk. And
yeah.
She's like, you know, it could happen to anyone. And then she's all, not anyone I know.
And then she's like, by the way, I can still see it. Yeah. And he had to turn around and you know, zip up the fly.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Mm. So that was funny. And that's what was going on with Joey back in the day, and Monica and Phoebe, but she doesn't find out everything about Phoebe till later.
Yep.
Do you remember how she finds out?
Yeah, she's vacuuming and she looked in Phoebe's room and saw no bed. Said, Phoebe, oh, where's your bed? And she's like, what? She's like watering all the million plants in the apartment. And she's like, my bed is gone? Oh no. It's like, it's happening again.
How would she does that? Oh no.
Oh no. Like, oh, it's happening again. Like, what are you talking about? She's okay, enough of the third degree. But she finally tells her that she's moved out. She's like, I don't live here anymore. And then tells her why she doesn't live here anymore. She tells her, do you know that I,
the couch cushion.
I didn't sleep for a month because I got a teeny tiny ink stain on one of the couch cushions. And Monica tells her, well, you know, you could have just flipped the cushion over. So I would have, except for on the other side, I got a big, she kind of starts trailing off, big spaghetti stain. Like,
yeah,
she spilled spaghetti sauce on the other side,
and Monica is not happy. Her face is just like, oh.
She goes, what? Yeah, she goes, this is what I'm talking about. I need to live in a place where people can spill.
Yes.
Well, you can spill here over the sink.
Over the sink.
Well, I like how she kind of wrinkles her face up. She recognizes this. She's like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But I took it like when she said that over the sink, and she kind of like did the, she knew she's a little harsh. But Phoebe tells her, you know, I really want to be friends with you. And if I keep living with you, I don't see that happen.
Yeah.
So to save the friendship, I need to move out.
It was too much. I had a real life situation like that, not with me directly, but two of my best friends in college, and they are best friends and they live together, and they're like, we cannot live together because one of them was a lot neater and organized and the other was the total opposite. And they're like, I can't do this. And it was the same thing. I want to stay friends. We need to separate. And they did, because one of them ended up being my roommates
the
following year. Yeah. And they stayed best friends, you know, for a long, long time. So
good.
Yep. Worked out.
Best friends to this day.
And you'll be happy to know that Phoebe and Monica are still friends to this day.
To this day. Yeah.
So that's what happened with the ladies. But then we find out, let's go to Ross.
Oh yeah.
Ross is talking about, well, you know what? No, maybe not. Let's go to where their hangout is, because this is where we're going to see a lot more of the episode play out, and Ross will come in at the end.
Right.
But where do they all hang out?
It's okay.
Not Central Perk.
It's a bar.
Yep.
They had like a little local corner bar that they went and hung out at, played pool, drink beers like you do in your young 20s.
Yeah. And they start out pretty quickly in that scene. Monica or somebody says, do you know what Chris told me? So I guess Chris works the bar. And they're like, they're closing this place. And they're like, what? Where are we going to hang out now? And like, what's happening? And she's like, they're going to turn it to some coffee place.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
Like, it was Chandler. He's like, what, so we just like go and drink coffee?
Yeah, they don't see how this is going to work.
No.
It's like, what? You're closing down the bar? Where are we hanging out? And a coffee place? A coffee house? What? It's just not going to work out. So that was our other trivia question.
Think about what you were doing in your early to mid-20s. Were you hanging out at coffee houses or were you going to the bars?
No way. It was very rare if we had coffee. That's if you were like so tired and it was during the day. That was a daytime activity.
Daytime activity. Exactly.
Daytime. Yep.
In my 20s, I lived over by the OU campus, and there's a section, it's called Campus Corner, and it's got like, you know, food and, you know, bars and shopping and stuff. And I could walk there even in cold weather. We could walk there and it would be fine. I had fun.
But by golly, you've got some fantastic memories.
Right? And they're Monica getting ready to play Chandler. Pool. And that's what after Monica tells him it's getting ready to turn into a coffee place, she excuses herself. I think she was going to go to the restroom or something. And Chandler's like getting a pool table ready. Like, you're going to play some pool. Well, then here we have Rachel and two of her girlfriends, and she had just gotten engaged to Barry.
And they're sitting at a table nearby, right?
Uh-huh. And this is another funny thing. This is like a little, to where Rachel is now, like, you know, present day season 3. You know, she's a waitress at the coffee house, not the bar. And anyways, she sends back two of the drinks to the waitress and says, I'm sorry, but my friend here ordered an onion, not an olive, and it was a martini. So she puts the martini glass back on the tray. And then, and I ordered a rum and Diet Coke, which I don't think this is. And so the waitress apologizes, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll get this fixed right away. She goes off She's like, how hard is it to take drink orders?
Yeah.
Or to get some drinks right, or whatever it is.
How hard is it to get a couple of drinks right?
Drinks right, yeah.
She kind of laughs at it with her friends.
It's funny because she gets her drink orders wrong all the time. So,
yes,
that's another funny little
tie-in.
Yeah,
yeah. I think so. To the future, which is now season 3, and one who gets an onion in their drink. I've never heard of that.
Cocktail onions, like it's
those little tiny baby ones.
Yeah, it's like a pickled dilly, I think.
Oh, I still have never seen that in real life, and I don't know anyone who gets their drink that way. Is it a rich people thing? Because the ladies, Rachel and her friends, they're all super dressed up. And what's, we've talked about this in the past. What's funny is that still in the early 90s and like 80s and everything, especially 80s movies, go watch teenage 80s movies. When they get dressed up and fancy, they wear adult clothes.
Oh, like that's right.
Like they're going to, like they're the president of the bank or something.
Yeah, it's very
old, very adult. Very adult. And so they're wearing these suits, like with skirts. Like a skirt suit,
it's interesting.
And button up and like shoulder pads. And
our dressing up and going out in like our 20s, totally different.
Yeah, like you dressed up in jeans and in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe a sparkly top, but always with jeans.
I had sparkly tops. Oh, and then you'd maybe like wear some heels. Comfortable heels.
Oh, yes, of course.
With the jeans.
But you're not wearing high heels and super doing your hair where that requires a lot of hairspray.
And
you're
wearing not wearing a
suit.
Skirt suit.
That you would wear to work. In a very formal type office.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there talking with Rachel about how she's, you know,
engaged to Barry.
Engaged to Barry. Sorry, I spaced out there a minute. But anyways,
and they're
it's
all
late. It's late.
Oh yeah, heck yeah, it is. And they're all like, "Oh no, Rachel." She goes, "I think it's time to see the ring again." And she puts her hand out in there and wiggles it around, and they all, like they're all excited and they're all. You're going to be what they get on the conversation of boyfriends and you're so lucky and this,
oh,
this
yeah,
and that.
Like, you're going to be Mrs.
Barry.
Barry Farmer, I guess. Farmer. Is it Barry Farmer? Mm-hmm. Anyways. So and then it's like, it's so cool. It's like you have a boyfriend for life. Like how she laughs. I don't even know. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know that this is not settling well with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
The boyfriend for life thing.
Yeah, I just said, well,
Whitney, we can't hear you. What happened?
Oh,
there
sorry.
You are.
She said, like, so much, like, not so much that it's the boyfriend for life thing. Maybe it's like just the Barry for life.
Yeah, she's not.
So
a huge
she's
fan,
very
apparently.
On the fence about marrying Barry. And apparently, they pretty much just got engaged. If they're like out celebrating this and it's time to see the ring again.
Yep. Still all excited about it. It's still new. It's still fresh.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm probably skipping some things, but they go on and she's just like, oh man, I don't know. I think I just need to have like one wild night before I totally commit to Barry for life. And saying like, oh, just the next guy I see. Chandler's been in the background. At the pool table, hears this and just sort of throws the cue ball in her direction. And he goes to get it. And isn't he holding the ball? And he's like, who's this? Like, he's just making sounds. He's not saying anything.
He's like, no, he goes, he throws it. He comes over to the table. He's like, excuse me. I seem to have dropped this. And then she kind of looks at him. And it's like, okay.
You know what? Goes,
and then I'm picking it up again. And she is like, all right.
You know, the reason he did that is because he heard Rachel say that she's willing to sleep with the next guy, she sees. Uh-huh. And that's when Chandler, like, boop! Throws the ball over there.
No.
He goes to get in front of her, but she's not impressed. She's like, so? Like, he's like, chop my ball. It's like, so? Get it and go.
I'm picking it up again. Okay. And she's looking at her friends like, what's this guy's deal?
Yeah. Well, Monica also sees that Rachel is there and she's talking to Chandler, and Monica and Rachel catch up and she's like, you know, how are you? She's like, oh, good. This and that. And I'm engaged. And what's her name?
Monica. Doctor. Thank you very much. Oh, just like you always wanted.
Yep. Monica remembers, just like you always wanted. So
this kind of tells you, like, yeah, they've clearly gone back a long way. And okay, one thing this may be a bit of an oversight maybe on the writers, but I mean, because they didn't go further down yet, but in some of the other flashbacks when we start seeing like the Thanksgiving and, like, you know, when Rachel and Monica go to Ross's college and whatever else, blah, 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 blah. Rachel has met Chandler. Like, she's met Chandler at the Geller's house for Thanksgiving. So yeah. Anyway.
One of the mistakes. But or she could just be, oh yeah, Chandler would have recognized her probably.
Yeah, Chandler would have recognized her.
And they say she's in her Rachel land doing her Rachel thing.
This is
Rachel, you know, totally oblivious to everyone else's feelings. But Chandler, yeah, should have realized that. But that's okay. We'll pretend it's all good.
This is the very first flashback, so I don't think
they had not thought that far ahead.
Exactly.
So, and this is the first flashback, right? Period.
Yeah.
So those other ones, yeah, that hasn't even crossed the writers' minds, I don't think. So they catch up, Monica and Rachel. Monica goes back to Chandler and she's all, $10 says I never see her again.
Yeah.
But she ends up moving in because Phoebe moved out. Exactly. And we all know what happened with the wedding and stuff.
And we all know that she actually couldn't go through with marrying Barry.
Mm-hmm. And so we get a glimpse of that here.
Yep. She is already on the fence about Barry.
Yep. We learn later that he wouldn't even kiss her on a miniature golf course and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So
what else
now
do we have?
Ross. Ross is he's basically just in a couple of scenes with some of the others and, you know, talking about he and Carol, because he and Carol are married. They are, you know, doing their married thing. You know, he thinks that they've had a little bit of a rough patch lately, and he thinks that he figured it out. It's like he says, you know how I have you guys to hang out with and talk to? She doesn't really have that. So she's gone out to meet some people
from the gym.
She ends up meeting a woman from the gym. So she started hanging out with her and things seem to be looking up.
Yes.
Well, then they're going out for a girls' night and we find out that the woman from the gym, it's Susan. Oh, Karen, like, it's, you know, Susan something or other is what
and
he
is,
said.
Is this when Carol has super curly hair and Susan has straight hair?
No, we don't see Carol or Susan.
Oh, we don't? No. Mixing it up with another flashback in the future.
Yeah. No, we don't see either one of them. So, then it is brought to Ross's attention, probably from Carol. Like, it's like when the last times we see Ross, he's like doing the sad hi kind of thing. And he's like, you know, he tells them that his wife is a lesbian.
Yep. His marriage is over.
His marriage is over because his wife is a lesbian and he's not. And yes. Clearly it's not a mix and match thing. Oh, it was like Phoebe was at the bar. That's what it is. He's like, Phoebe's sitting at the bar. Chris gave her the keys to lock up.
Because everybody had left. Chris's.
Yeah. Like the bar is basically closed down. She's just still in there like drinking. And he comes in. And so they start talking. And she's trying to comfort him. And then they start kissing.
Yeah, it's kind of like Phoebe puts the moves on him.
A little bit. Ross, Phoebe puts right? the move on, slightly. Move on Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. And that's the answer to the trivia question, too. Who does Ross kiss? It's Phoebe.
Bam. Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah. So they kiss and make out a little bit. They don't go beyond that because they're on the top of a pool table and, well, balls get in the way. And,
and Ross or Phoebe, Ross's one of them foot. Hit their head on the lamp that's over the pool table.
It's just a whole big mess. So anyways, they are sitting on the pool table talking and, you know, Ross basically says, you know, this is okay because this is not going to be the best solution. This would not be a good solution to this. So they're just sitting there on the pool table, and then Monica, Chandler, and Joey walk into the bar. And Phoebe's way of covering their little intimate moment is, oh, Ross, you were so right. I don't know why I always thought this was real grass.
On the pool table.
On the pool table, yeah. That moment makes me laugh, too.
Yeah. Oh, going back to Chandler, this is like, I think it's the closing scene. Because he's run into Rachel and seen the friends and all of this. We see the closing scene and Rachel is talking to Chandler, telling him what's going to happen. She doesn't want to talk. She doesn't want to think. She doesn't do any of that stuff. And she like hits the jukebox and the certain song starts playing and she's in a daze. And the next thing you hear, Rachel. So she's in the car driving and her friends are with her. And she obviously like dazed out. And they're like, what are you thinking? Yeah, she missed the exit. And she's like, oh, Barry. And everybody's like, oh. When it wasn't, it was Chandler Bing. She was fantasizing about kissing and more. Chandler M. Bing. And that, my friends, is the answer to another trivia question.
Oh, yeah. That, my friend. That's funny. Did we answer all the trivia questions?
Hey, I was gonna say we have one more, but no, we already answered it. We just didn't point it out.
What was it?
What was Phoebe hiding when she and Monica were roommates? Yeah. Where was she hiding? She was hiding that she moved out.
Uh-huh.
So those are all the trivia questions.
I was going to say, I would have accepted also, she was hiding the fact that she spilled sauce on the sofa.
Oh, so yes. That counts, too. And I think that's it. Is it?
Okay, I do want to go back to, real quick, it's nothing big, but the moment where Joey and Chandler kind of become friends. Chandler or Joey is sitting on the sofa. It's like he's already moved in. He's sitting on the couch with a cooler of beers next to him, like on the floor, like next to the couch or whatever. And then Joey or Chandler comes out of his room and he's like, what are you watching? And Joey says, Baywatch. He said, what's it about? He's like, oh, lifeguards. He said, well, it's just lifeguards. I mean, that sounds kind of stew. And then he turns and looks at the TV and sees one of the girls running. And he's like, whoa, look at her run. And Joey's like, yeah, they do that a lot. So Chandler sits down next to Joey and they start like talking about the show. And Chandler's like, yeah, I'm going to go get a beer. And I think Joey asked him, hey, you want a beer? And he's like, yeah, I'll go get one. He's like, no need. And pulls one out of his cooler and hands it to him. And they became buddies in that moment.
Yes. It's so cute. I love it.
It was a cute scene. But
can we talk about everybody?
I think so.
All right. Do you still quote anything from this episode? I thought I did, and now I can't remember it. That was a TV line.
I mean, no more than just, you know, everyone, we both do this. Oh, no. But this isn't the only episode that Phoebe does that either, so.
I think you're right. What do you think was the funniest thing out of this episode?
Okay, the whole, like, Chandler and Eric thing. I mean, he seemed like a real nice guy, approachable. Doesn't seem like he would have, you know, models coming to the apartment or a porn star sister, but how he keeps just kind of dropping those kind of things. And Chandler's just like, he's eating it up.
Too good.
Like,
too
it's
good
so
to
funny.
Be true for him.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say that is probably one of my funniest things. And then Ross and Phoebe's clumsy makeout is funny to me.
Oh, you're right, Ross. I don't know why I always thought this was real grass.
That was funny. A few funny parts to me, just because obviously every piece of this is genius. All of it's funny. I think my marriage is over. He's doing that look. He's so good at doing that.
Oh, yeah.
That pathetic. Hi.
Yes. So,
Ross, that's still going on. That's funny, but even funnier to me is, and I can't decide between these two. I have a top two. I think my marriage is over and my wife's a lesbian and I'm not.
And I'm not. And apparently not a mix and match thing.
Yes. So he's so sad. That's why I think that's funny. He's like, and I'm not.
Yeah.
The other one is that I can't decide between Mr. Heckles and when the photographer tells Chandler, or what Chandler tells the photographer, unless it turns out to be your sister.
Your sister, yeah.
Like, you'll get the apartment. That's funny to me. And of course, Mr. Heckles and Chandler. Mr. Heckles just saying, I'm Chandler's new roommate. He told me in person. Like, one-upping whatever the photographer says, and really quickly, too.
Yeah.
And like you said, when he opens the door and realizes it actually opened, because he's like, I don't know if this is going to open or not. And he just tries to open it and it does. And he's just like, ha-ha,
it.
I think that is so funny.
It's hilarious. Oh, I was going to see. Okay, so to answer Janice's question, though, had they almost. So we had Phoebe and Ross, Monica and Joey, and then the
Chandler and Rachel.
The fantasizing of, Chandler and Rachel.
Yep.
And then Monica and Chandler had a nice little moment too. Whenever she's in the bathrobe or bath towel and they're hugging. And then he says, this is nice. And she's like, yeah, it is. And then he's like, no, I mean it. It's like, this is feels really good. Is that 100% cotton?
Oh, you know what? Because did we talk about this? So Phoebe moved out, right?
Yeah.
But Monica is confiding in Chandler that, is this why I don't have a boyfriend? Like, no one can live with me. Am I so awful? And he's like, no. And I don't know why you don't have a boyfriend. And, you know, gives her the hug and all of this. And you think there's a little romantic moment with them when he's all, this is nice. You think he's referring to the hug and stuff, but it's the towel.
It's the towel. I was that's clever how they did that.
But then they do get together.
See, I always thought whenever they did something like that, it's like, did they have that in their head? Like, is this a little bit of foreshadowing, maybe? Like,
nah, it was really good. I think it's a good coincidence. I don't think so.
Oh, I know. I've read, like, that wasn't ever the plan to get them together.
Yeah, that it was like Joey and Monica was the plan, but they saw how people reacted to Ross and Rachel, that they loved that one. So they went with that. I'm like, how could they tell all these things? They never even tried to have something happen with Joey and Monica just to feel it out, to see how the audience responds. I was like, when did they do that? Maybe they had their focus groups. I don't know, but I never saw it or anywhere on the show.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, this is going to be it. So I'm like, this had to change before filming. Okay. We have trivia questions for the next episode. Question number one for the episode with the race car, season 3, episode 7. How does Phoebe sign for Monica's bed? We want the full name she uses. Question number two. What soap opera is Joey auditioning for? Question number three. What does Joey see when he goes to talk to the mattress king?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly.
And bonus question number four. Joey gets a side gig doing what?
Exactly. But
that is our episode for tonight. If you enjoyed it, like, subscribe, ring the bell so you don't miss out on future episodes when they get released. Every other week they get released. And we, what do I say? I'm so tired now. I'm so sleepy and barely standing.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun. And there you go. And there you have it. Share this episode with your friends so that we can keep coming back, sharing, subscribing, all of that keeps us coming back. And nighty night.
Nighty night.
It is bedtime.